नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person, Text 7. Na sachchastreshu sajeta, nopa jiveta jivakam, Vada vadangs te jetarkan, pakshankancha na sangsrayet, na sach chatstreshu sajeta, nopa jiveta jivakam, Vada vadangstya jetarkan, pakshankancha na sangsrayet, na sachcha streshut sajeta, nopa jiveta jivakam, Vada vadangstya jetarkan, pakshankancha na sangsrayet. Jiveta jivakam, badavadangstya jetarkam, pamsha chuncha na sangsre. Matajis? Such chastreshu sajetam. Nopa jiveta jivakam, vada vadansta jitarkam, paksham nancha na sangsare, nasach chastrishu sajita, nopa jiveta jivakam, Na, not, asat, satreshu, literature like newspapers, novels, dramas, and fiction, sajeta, one should be attached or should indulge in reading, na, nor upajiveta, one should try to live, jivakam, upon some professional literary career, vada vadan, unnecessary arguments on different aspects of philosophy. Tyajet, one should give up. Tarkan, arguments and counter-arguments. Paksham, faction. Kangcha, any. Na, not. Sangsrayet, should take shelter of. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Literature that is a useless waste of time, in other words, literature without spiritual benefit, should be rejected. One should not become a professional teacher as a means of earning one's livelihood, nor should one indulge in arguments and counter-arguments, nor should one take shelter of any cause or faction. Purport. A person desiring to advance in spiritual understanding should be extremely careful to avoid reading ordinary literature. The world is full of ordinary literature that creates unnecessary agitation in the mind. Such literature, including newspapers, dramas, novels, and magazines, is factually not meant for advancement in spiritual knowledge. Indeed, it has been described as a place of enjoyment for crows, tad vayasam tirtham. Anyone advancing in spiritual knowledge must reject such literature. Furthermore, one should not concern oneself with the conclusions of various logicians or philosophers. Of course, those who preach sometimes need to argue with the contentions of opponents, but as much as possible, one should avoid an argumentative attitude. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya says, Aprayojana paksham na sangsrayet na prayojana pakshisyan na vritta sishya bhandakrit na chodasana sastrani na virudhani chabayaset na vyakya yopajiveta na nisidhan samacharet evam bhuto yatiryati tad eka sarano harim. There is no need to take shelter of unnecessary literature or concern oneself with many so-called philosophers and thinkers who are useless for spiritual advancement. Nor should one accept a disciple for the sake of fashion or popularity. One should be callous to these so-called shastras, neither opposing nor favoring them, and one should not earn one's livelihood by taking money for explaining shastra. A sannyasi must always be neutral and seek the means to advance in spiritual life, taking full shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vancha kalpa trubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Thank you for allowing me to serve all of you today. I pray to the senior Vaishnavs that I can present the Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta through the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. So here we are continuing with the discussion of the activities of a sannyasi. And in Vedic culture, the sannyasi, one who's taken sannyas, renounced order of life, is on the highest platform in the Varnashram system. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada would often say that if one sees a sannyasi and does not offer dandavats or obeisances to him, then one should fast for the rest of the day. And this is to show and prove the point that sannyas is a very highly elevated position in the Varnashram Dharma culture. And so here it's stated that one should not waste time with literature that is without spiritual benefit. Srila Prabhupada quotes from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that it is like a pilgrimage place for crows, this ordinary literature. And to And today we see that this kind of literature is everywhere. If you go to the market to buy boga, there's so many magazines that's talking about so much gossip, creating unnecessary agitation in the mind of what this person is doing or that person is doing. There's so many different books out there nowadays, especially with e-books becoming popular. Now anybody and everybody can be a writer and put out their own books. And we see that it creates such agitation in the mind. And that's not even to speak of movies, television shows, or anything else that's within this Western culture. If we look at this Western culture, we can see that it's trying so hard to take our minds away from Krishna, put us on the bodily concept of life. Because who are we? We are Jivar Sarupa Hoy Krishna Nityadas. We are the eternal servants of Krishna. And our life should be molded, especially this human form of life that we have, which we're able to ask, who are we? Where are we from? Where are we going? What are we doing? Instead of engaging in animal activities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, and building upon those activities, creating a better place to sleep, creating better food, and all these different things, we should be focusing on how to advance in spiritual life, reconnect with who we are, which is in our heart is Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabanoi Shravanadi Shudachite Karya Udai. So Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema is already within our hearts. It's already there. But we're covered over, thinking that we're something of this material world instead of the spiritual world. And by engaging our time in reading ordinary literature, we're covering ourselves over and over again, creating more agitation for the mind. And to awaken that Krishna Prema, it says, Shravanadi Shudichite Karyodai, that it starts with hearing. So this is why we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, every day. Nigama Kalpa Toror Galitam Palam, Shuka Mukad Amrita Dravya Samyutam, Pibita Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam, Muhur Aho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened, mature fruit of the Vedic literature. And it's become even sweeter by being presented through the lips of Shukadev Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport to that verse talks about how fruit is much sweeter when it's been bitten by a parrot. And so Shukadev Goswami, who is the transcendental parrot of Srimati Radharani, is giving us the Srimad Bhagavatam to dive into, giving us so many literatures to focus our mind on. But who is that person that will want to hear Krishna Katha? Navritta Tarshar Upagiya Manad. The Navritta Tarshar, Srila Prabhupada explains in the notes at the end of the 10th canto, Navritta Tarshar are those who have given up hearing and talking about the mundane topics of this world. Navritta Tarshar Upagiya Manad. Bhavo Shadach Chotra Manobhira Mat. That they continually take this medicine that cures the material disease, Bhavarog. Ka Uttama Shloka Gunanuvada Puman Virajeta Vina Pashugna. That who won't hear this message is Pashugna, those who are killers of the souls, those butchers and those who are taking to the Mayavad way of life. And so we're trying to get away from this Western culture, from this so-called taking away of Krishna consciousness. We're trying to enter into the Vrindavan culture. When we read Krishna book and Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that the Vrindavan culture is centered around Krishna. And this is what Srila Prabhupada has given us. He's given us entrance into the Vrindavan culture. When we read about Mother Yashoda and the gopis, we hear that the gopis, the elderly gopis, they would come to Mother Yashoda just to talk about Krishna. stating that this boy has come to our house and he's stolen our yogurt and butter. And if he's unable to get to the butter and yogurt, then he passes stool and urine in an unclean place. Sometimes he pinches the babies and makes them cry if he's not allowed to steal our yogurt and butter. And they would be telling Mother Yashoda this, and Krishna would be sitting right there, smiling at Mother Yashoda, and everybody would look at Krishna's face, and they would forget about chastising him. Even we see the gopas, even reading the cart demon, Shakitasura, the gopas, they were telling the elderly gopas and gopis that Krishna, he's kicked the cart, and the cart has fallen down. But they couldn't believe it. How can such a small baby, at that time Krishna was 3 months old, so a three-month-old baby kicking this powerful cart, and it just broke down, and the baby was unhurt. They said, oh, there must have been some bad planet that has caused this to happen, and Vishnu has saved our child. And we see in Krishna's pastimes that his playful pastimes, he would kill such demons, and the gopas, the cowherd boys, they would tell the rest of the residents of Vrindavan what was going on. And we see Mother Yashoda when she was churning the yogurt and butter, and making butter, that she would sing about Krishna. And we know the Damodar Leela, it starts out with Mother Yashoda singing about Krishna, churning the yogurt. And Srila Prabhupada, Shukadev Goswami and Srila Prabhupada talk about this is the Vrindavan culture, that they would actually make up poems, they would make up songs about Krishna, and they would sing that constantly. They would sing about Krishna's activities. Or they would get poets to compose poetry, and then they would sing those poems. And Krishna's pastimes are so amazing, they're so pleasing to the mind that Maharaj Parikshit, after hearing about the killing of Putana and Trinavarta, Shakitasura, he makes the statement that the childhood pastimes of Krishna are so pleasing to the mind that you're hearing about the other expansions of the Lords, the other avatars, those are okay to hear, but these are so relishable to hear. Even Brahma, Lord Brahma, he couldn't even understand the childhood pastimes of Krishna. Krishna was playing as an ordinary boy, even though he's the supreme personality of Godhead. After killing Agasura, the boys, they were sitting around Krishna and they were sharing their lunch. And Krishna's yajna book, he only takes that is which been offered, yajna. But here he was taking from the gopas. Some of them would eat it, and they would say, oh, Krishna, try this. So Brahma and the residents of the heavenly planets, they couldn't understand this. And Brahma wanted to test Krishna. And Brahma, he couldn't understand. And Krishna put him into illusion, the Brahma Vimohan Leela. So these are so pleasing to the mind, Shotra Mano Biramat. And when we look at the world, the mundane world and what it produces, what the ordinary men produce through literature, it's just agitation for the mind. It has no real existence. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 4, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami giving us entrance into the thoughts and mind of Krishna. Krishna is speaking about how the whole world is worshipping Krishna through Aishvarya, on reverence. And devotion through that Aishvarya, bhav, is weakened. It's weak devotion. And so Krishna wanted to descend with his associates to perform pastimes in Vrindavan that would attract them to worship Krishna on a spontaneous platform. Krishna makes the statement, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami makes the statement that hearing about the pastimes of Krishna will want us to enter into the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. And so this whole Krishna consciousness movement is Smartavya Satatam Vishnur Vismartavya Najatuchit Sarve Virinisere Sur Etayor Eva Kinkaraha. all the rules and regulations that we're abiding by is to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So all the rules and regulations are servants of those two principles. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And so Srila Prabhupada has given us so much literature to dive into. Srila Prabhupada, who's giving us his ecstasies in these purports, he's given us everything to become Krishna conscious. And we should take advantage. He's given us a golden ticket back home, back to Godhead. And all we have to do is be grateful, accept it, and serve his mission. And we see that Srila Prabhupada came to the West, struggled so much to start the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, and he spent so much time of his time writing these books for us to dive into it, these transcendental literatures. And even we get the example of the Chetaka bird. Srila Rupa Goswami and the other Goswamis in their literature, they talk about this Chetaka bird and how we should become like the Chetaka bird. Well, what is the Chetaka bird? The Chetaka bird will only take water directly from the cloud. Once it has touched the earth, the Chetaka bird has nothing to do with it. It only takes water directly from the cloud. And the Chetaka bird will wait and wait and wait. Even sometimes there's thunder and lightning, and the Chetaka bird will have to suffer. So in this material world, the devotees, they'll have to go through so many material tribulations. We'll have to go through so many problems. We'll have to go through so many material issues. But we should be like that Chetaka bird, knowing that the only real enjoyment, the only thing that's going to give us any real quench of thirst, are Srila Prabhupada's books. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned so many times that it's good that you're distributing my books, but you should also read my books. So we should have that conviction that everything is in Srila Prabhupada's books. Gaura Govinda Swami would often say that Srila Prabhupada's books are like jewels in the ocean. And you can go deeper and deeper and deeper into Srila Prabhupada's books. There's no end. There's no limit. You can keep going deeper and deeper. And I just wanted to read from Krishna book the introduction on how important Krishna Katha is. So Srila Prabhupada writes here, "It is essential for persons who are actually liberated to hear about the pastimes of Krishna. That is the supreme relishable subject matter for one in the liberated state. Also, if persons who are trying to be liberated hear such narrations as the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then their path of liberation becomes very clear. The Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam. By studying the Gita, one becomes fully conscious of the position of Lord Krishna. And when he is situated at the lotus feet of Krishna, he understands the narrations of Krishna as described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya has therefore advised his followers that their business is to propagate Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha means narrations about Lord Krishna. There are two Krishna Kathas, narrations spoken by Krishna and narrations spoken about Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is the narration or the philosophy on the science of God spoken by Krishna himself. Srimad Bhagavatam is the narration about the activities and transcendental pastimes of Krishna. Both are Krishna Katha. It is the order of Lord Chaitanya that Krishna Katha should be spread all over the world because if the conditioned souls suffering under the pangs of material existence take to Krishna Katha, then their path of liberation will be open and clear. The purpose of presenting this book is primarily to induce people to understand Krishna or Krishna Katha because thereby they can become freed from material bondage. This Krishna Katha will also be very much appealing to the most materialistic persons because Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, cowherd girls, are exactly like the loving affairs between young girls and boys within this material world. Actually, the sex feeling found in human society is not unnatural because the same sex feeling is there in the original personality of Godhead. The pleasure potency is called Srimati Radharani. The attraction of loving affairs and the basis of sex feeling is the original feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we, the conditioned souls, being part and parcel of the Supreme, have such feelings also, but they are experienced within a perverted, minute condition. Therefore, when those who are after sex life in the material world hear about Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, they will relish transcendental pleasure, although it appears to be materialistic. The advantage will be that they will gradually be elevated to the spiritual platform. In the Bhagavatam, it is stated that if one hears the pastimes of Lord Krishna with the gopis from authorities with submission, then he will be promoted to the platform of transcendental loving service to the Lord, and the material disease of lust within his heart will be completely vanquished. In other words, such hearing will counteract material sex life. And so today is Lalita Shasti, the appearance day of Sri Lalita. And so we've just heard about Radha and Krishna's Leela. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his pleasure potency is Radha. Radha and Krishna are one, and they have separated themselves eternally to experience pastimes. And they have eternal associates, which helps them enjoy that pastime. Krishna is known as Rasaraj. He is the king of all rasas, and Rasa Bihari, the enjoyer of rasa. So there's different eternal associates who are expansions of Srimati Radharani, like Lalita Sakhi, who help Radha and Krishna in their transcendental pastimes. Lalita is 14 years old, 8 months. She's got a golden complexion like Garochana, the powder that is made from cow urine, and her clothes are that of a peacock feather, a tail of a peacock. And the special significance of Lalita Sakhi in our line is that this Krishna consciousness movement is headed by Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Rupa Goswami in the spiritual world is Sri Rupa Manjari, who is the follower of Lalita Sakhi and the maidservant of Lalita Sakhi. So Lalita is the head of the pastimes of Vrindavan. She's even able to command and control Radha and Krishna. She's even known as sometimes to be the guru of Srimati Radharani, telling Radha what to do to give Krishna pleasure. And in Chaitanya Leela, Lalita Sakhi appears as Srup Damodar Goswami, who in the Chaitanya Charitamrita gives us deep insight into Lalita's Vamagopi mood. And Srup Damodar Goswami has been explained to be the head of the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. And all of his teachings are found in Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Chaitanya Charitamrita. So by reading Krishna book and the literature in a very deep, mature mood, deepened with our sadhana, our chanting of 16 rounds and following the four regulative principles, we can understand that these aren't ordinary personalities and they're not made up personalities. Radha, Krishna, Lalita, they're real personalities who can help us in our Krishna consciousness if we sincerely pray to them. And under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, we can enter into this literature. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Lalita Sakhi ki.